Now that you've seen most of this beautiful terminal, you can better appreciate why it draws visitors from all over the world. The pristine condition of the terminal makes it hard to believe it celebrated its 100th birthday in 2013. On that day, businesses throughout the terminal priced their goods as though people were back in time in 1913. You could get a 6-cent loaf of rye bread and a 10-cent shoeshine. On opening day, 150,000 people came through Grand Central, which would seem empty compared to the crowds of today. Grand Central doesn't just interest commuters and tourists, however. For years, it has captured the imaginations of filmmakers. Alfred Hitchcock loved Grand Central and filmed part of North by Northwest here. The terminal has also been seen in dozens of other films, including Men in Black, The Avengers, One Fine Day, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, and the animated film Madagascar. If you ever see a train platform in Grand Central featured on screen, it is most likely Track 34, one of the few platforms that doesn't have columns, making filming a little easier. Fred Astaire got off the 20th Century Limited and danced on Track 34 in the film The Bandwagon. This concludes our tour of Grand Central. Be sure to check out our other audio tours or join us in person for a pay-what-you-want walking tour. For more information, visit www.freetoursbyfoot.com. Thanks for joining me, and we hope to see you soon.